Hey, I wanted to make a quick little video here. It's real informal, and I wanted to mention something. You know, we have our product Service Autopilot, and we do a lot of consulting. We help companies build their organization and grow their companies, grow their marketing, grow, you know, really put systems in place and really turn their companies into something significant. Do a tremendous amount. I've had a number of companies over the year and still own several other companies other than Backtail, which is the company behind Service Autopilot. And out of that, and having done so much consulting, I've just learned so much. I keep getting this question from those that are just entering a new business, and it doesn't matter what the business is. It could be lawn care or janitorial or carpet cleaning or pool care, but everybody wants to know how to get started. I think at the end of the day, it's very fortunate we're at the point in U.S. history where being an entrepreneur is cool, it's popular. There was a time that it wasn't. And there was a time that entrepreneurs were considered like slick salesmen. And we're real fortunate, I believe, to be in a time when, yeah, maybe we're getting beat up sometimes in Washington from the tax codes and some different things that are, we're being beat, you know, some bad things that are going on. And from my perspective in regards to tax code and different issues, but that's how it works. That's how it's always been. We've always had things to grumble about, but at the end of the day, we're really living in one of the greatest times in American history to build a company. And so I'm going to guess that you're on the fence or you want to do it. It's your passion, it's your dream, but you're scared to get started. And so I get this question. I just wanted to address it real quick. Everybody says you got to have a business plan. Oh, if you don't have a business plan, you know, that's bad news. You need it to go to your banker and you need it for all these other reasons. Hey, I believe firmly in goal setting and plans. But I see this thing happening, and that is that we're told to go make these business plans. And I've now owned, I believe, four or five companies, and I don't know if I've ever made a business plan for any of them, and they have almost all been successful. But I've had plans, and I've thought very strategically about my marketplace, and I've checked it out, and I've known before I enter a market, you know, who I'm competing with and how I can be unique. I haven't gone into anything haphazardly and I haven't just jumped into it. I've thought about it and I've given it thought, but have I really made this long, formal 20, 30 page business plan, bought business plan software? No. Because what I think happens is we use a business plan as a crutch. And everybody that's not in business tells us we need a business plan. And so we go construct this business plan. It takes 3 or 4 or 5 months, and we have to get every little detail perfect. We've got to think, oh, what's going to happen in 2 years if this happens? And what am I going to do when this happens? Yeah, some of that's good to think about, but really, come on, at the end of the day, all that matters is, did you get your feet wet? Because I will tell you, after having done this several times, you can scratch out anything you want on a piece of paper and say, this is the way it's going to work, and I'm going to make this, and then this is going to happen. Yeah. Never works that way, ever. I have so many friends that have built companies, it never works that way. I can almost guarantee you that as soon as you go out in the marketplace, you're gonna figure out where you were wrong, and then your business plan's going to be worthless. You might as well throw it away. Or you're gonna get out in the marketplace and things didn't go quite as well as you thought, and you thought, I'm gonna do service one, service two, and I'm gonna do this, and then after that, I'm gonna add service three. Well, now you're starving. You just got to make cash. You've got to cash flow the business. When you've got a cash flow, you'll do anything you've got to do. It doesn't matter if it's on the business plan, because the business plan doesn't matter. All that matters is, can you make money and can you cash flow the business? Business plan, again, out the window. I see it all the time. Guys delay starting their whole business for 4 months to build the perfect business plan only to violate it day one. I say don't worry about a business plan. Build one later if you want. Think through it. I completely encourage you to think through it. Just get started. Do anything. Figure out what your company name is going to be. Or figure out if you're going to be an LLC or an S Corp or a C Corp. Just figure something out now, today. Like as soon as you turn this off, what is that very first thing you can do to move that ball forward to actually be in business? Too many people talk. I've done it. I've tried to plan things out and have everything figured out before I did something, and then I never do it. Had I just done something, I would have built a little energy and momentum, and then I would have started moving the ball forward, and I would have seen some success, and then I'd be even more excited, and then I'd do more. Or I'd go out there and I'd try something and it wouldn't work, and I'd know day one that was a bad idea and I need to do something different. So I say, jump in the pool, get started today. Pick a business name, register a domain, Figure out what kind of corporation you're going to be. Incorporate. If you're not going to incorporate, go get a business license at your county, at the county municipal building. Do something. Move yourself forward. After you do one thing, do something else and do another. And then just jump in and try it. Try it part-time. Try it at night. Try it on the weekend. Figure out what works and what doesn't work. After you've got your feet wet, yeah, you can write the business plan to take you to the next level. Don't delay. Don't do a business plan. Just do something to get started. You can always come back and fill in the holes and plan it all out. You'll have plenty of time later. Start today, because if you don't, in 4 months, you probably won't start your business. I find that most people just dream, and they talk about it at every New Year's party, and they talk about it after too many drinks at every gathering, and they never do it. They just dream about it, and it never happens, and they just continue to be a slave to their company. Don't do that. Do something today, and in 4 months, you'll actually be living it. In 4 months, you'll actually be in business. Good luck. I wish you the best. I wish you rapid success. Thanks again.